On the telephone with us this morning, all the way from the RBB, is our good friend Dr. Mike Wilcox. Dr. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Well, you've had a busy week, haven't you?
Yeah, that's
one way to end a two-week spring break. Jump right back into it, and boom, Tuesday you had your big board meeting?
Monday night.
Okay, so we read that in Tuesday's paper. And lots of things going on. Help us fill it out.
Sure. We had previously been able to settle our teacher contract. We settled a two-year contract at 2% for each of those years. And it had been a number of years since we had been able to do that. And so that was very, very positive. Well, and after that, as our listeners well know, that usually it follows that is when we're able to bring along the salary schedule for all of our classified staff after that and our administrators. So Monday night we were able to pass a 2% raise for all of our classified folks and all of our administrators. So that was very, very positive. And our administrators' contracts are now through the 17-18 school year. So after this year, they have a fresh two-year contract. So our folks are pleased with the direction that we're moving. So that was very, very positive.
Dr. Mike, for those who don't know, explain what a classified employee is.
Yes, all of our good folks that make what we do every day possible. We couldn't have school without them. Every person who is not a classroom teacher, that includes our facilities people at each of our buildings, our maintenance, our secretary staff, our cafeteria staff, and all of our directors, such as our nutrition director, Vicki Coffey, our transportation director, Nate Oliver, our technology director, Mike Bradburn, and so on. And all of our good people that we couldn't have school without. So
you also at that meeting are going to outfit all of your students with Chromebooks.
Yes, we 4 years ago we had adopted the iPad, and they have served us well the last 4 years. And of course, with state testing and all that's evolved the way that it is, Chromebook is a great fit for us. The Lenovo version that we have, it's for our techies out there, Lenovo Yoga 11E, to be specific, very durable. It's kind of a two-in-one. It's the traditional keyboard, but it also rotates 360, and it can function a lot of functions like the iPad has, touchscreen. And also, it gives us both that with durability as well. So when we're talking 4 years in the hands of kids, you know, sixth grade through seniors, we don't have to worry so much, you know, about the older kids. But 4 years in junior higher's hands, you know, that durability is a big part of what we look at.
Now, do you bid that out? How do you figure out which step to take next from when that ends?
Right. We go through the we actually started this whole process over a year ago, and we went through a pilot program with the Chromebooks. We bought 90. We had three classrooms of them. We had 90 students who...
The guinea pigs.
Pardon?
The guinea pigs.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Because you don't want the old people like us doing it. That's not going to help anything. You want these up-and-comers to know if this is working.
Exactly. And our kids did a super job. They gave us great, great feedback and what they liked, what they didn't like. And many of our adults did the same thing. And so we went through that. We went through the bid process that we are required to do. So we were getting the biggest bang for our buck too. And with all that, and our listeners there, of course, remember what when we pay our what we traditionally still call our book fees in the fall. You know, when we come back, there's a significant portion of that, the technology that took care of the iPad. the last four years. And the positive, exciting thing is that portion of the book fees we're not going to have to raise at all.
Great.
We're speaking with Dr. Mike Wilcox, who's the superintendent of schools in the Richland Bean Blossom system. And Dr. Wilcox, I want to take you back for a moment because you indicated to us in previous conversations your student enrollment is going up, which would be one of the factors that indicate where you get the money to do the pay raises in the Chromebooks.
Exactly. Each one of our students, when they do our count, each one ADM, average daily membership. If you hear that term, that basically is a fancy term for how many kids we have on a daily basis. And right now, not counting our pre-kindergarten, and all, we're about 2879. Counting them, we're just right at 3,000. So we're growing, and we were about 2680 when I got here 3 years
wow.
ago. We received back $5,300 for each student, and that goes into the general fund.
And your projections are that this is going to your growth is going to continue.
Yes, we have every reason to believe that it's going to continue. One example is our demographic study that we received through the Chamber of Commerce that ties in the new I-69.
Mm-hmm.
Tells us that in the next 5 years that Ellettsville is going to grow 18% in the next 5 years. And so we take that information. We're currently doing a feasibility study and seeing how that relates to our current buildings, because we have grown to where we're at capacity now in four of our five buildings. So
wow.
We're taking a hard look at that, and our major debt comes off between 2020 and 2025, but we're anticipating that in 3 years is when we may see the big significant jump, and we're looking at creative ways of possibly making sure we've got that classroom space and not burdening our taxpayers any more than we already
have. Does referendum become part of your vocabulary?
You know, I don't, at this very second, I don't think so. Like I said, we're looking at some creative ways. Our good friend at the Indiana Bond Bank, Bonnie Thurber, is looking at our stuff and seeing what we're able to do with our current bonds that were issued for our primary and intermediate school, and seeing what we could do with those to maybe, if we need to add some classrooms on, that maybe we're able to do that, like I said, without burdening our taxpayers. Then, of course, like I said, our debt comes off starting in 2020 on the major building projects that we had just after 2000. So, we will be looking at some major things then when that comes off, keep the tax rate as close to the same as possible, but yet make the upgrades and additions that we need then as we see fit.
Now, you mentioned that coming back out of spring break, spring sports is getting underway now, big time.
Yeah.
So that dome stadium you're going to put up is going to be this is going to be nice.
That's right. So, well, you know, it's always sunny in 70 in Western Monroe County.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about that very often.
That's what Marty Hawk tells me. Marty Hawk tells me that every Wednesday morning, so it must be true.
Exactly. So, you know, baseball, softball, and track all got underway this week. Everything else for sure next week. We've got a lot of home events. If you come drive by, we've been able to do some minor things that are looking really nice. Our maintenance facility guys have worked really hard. We got some new fencing around our baseball facility. We had traditionally been known for having a hill in right field. That is now gone. We've resunk that back in. As you recall, we purchased the scoreboards from Simbauer Field.
Yes,
cool.
And we're going to have those up. We're getting those wired up. So we're going to look like, as I told Jerry Taylor, we're going to look like Crosley Field here for too long. And, and, uh, And also in the next year, one of the exciting things is we're looking at those that are familiar with our facilities down by the soccer field. We've had the two new lit soccer fields, softball fields down there that just haven't been utilized other than, you know, practice during the summer and like that. Or we are going to we're going to put in the softball scoreboard from IU that we purchased down there. We're going to put dugouts, a press box.
Great.
And all down there and give our softball program
Mick Hammett the crew. Yeah.
And so that's really exciting. So
Mike, before we let you go, you wanted to mention real quick that you encourage your kids to get involved in the election process.
Yes, our all-nighter coming up on April the 8th has a political theme and educating our kids on the importance of our kids that will be eligible to vote, not only just, of course, here in the May primary, but especially our older kids that will be 18, that will be graduating or that will be 18, and seniors.
Right.
In the fall, educating them on the importance of getting out and voting on election day and being part of the process and teaching them about that. So that's really exciting.
Great job as always, Dr. Mike. We appreciate your time. Great to hear that everything is going smoothly over there in the western part of the county, and we'll touch base with you coming back next month.
Wonderful. Hey, when you're surrounded by great people like I am, it's always a good day to be a Mustang, and appreciate all that you guys do for us all the time. So,
well, we appreciate it as well. Thanks for your time as always. Dr. Mike Wilcox. Right. Not to be confused with Dr. Mike Huckabee that I keep calling him occasionally.